The UN Refugee Agency is calling for an immediate halt to direct attacks on civilians as well as atrocities, including burning of villages, widespread pillaging, and raping of women. UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis says North Kivu is facing the worst displacement situation in 3 years because of the escalating violence. She says 163,000 people have been displaced since January. This brings the total of internally displaced people in the province to 650,000.
We're very concerned about the spiralling displacement and atrocities in eastern DRC, particularly with the build-up of military forces. The situation there is turning into a humanitarian and human rights disaster. And we're concerned that fresh military operations by renegade brigades, militia groups or government forces will result in greater suffering for the civilian population without leading to more stability.
On Friday, the UNHCR and the UN Children's Fund began distributing relief supplies to more than 10,000 internally displaced people in the Buganga area of the province. Pagona says people receiving the aid fled fighting in May. They are now living with host families. She says humanitarian agencies are finding it difficult to access the sites because of the worsening security situation.
We are indeed in touch with the UN peacekeeping forces, and when we realise that some particular IDP sites are in danger, they deploy mobile units to them. But it is a very dangerous area for humanitarian agencies to be operating. I don't think we have access to all the areas at all of the times, and we work as we can, but it's certainly a major problem area.
Pagona says host families are running out of resources to support themselves, let alone their homeless guests. As a result, more displaced people are living in hastily established camps. She says the number of campsites has expanded to 9. This, she says, is leaving people more exposed to disease and violence as the militarization of the area continues. She says the UNHCR has sent camp management experts to North Kivu to help improve living conditions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.